When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
This is Mostly C's, the Mostly C's podcast, the podcast about the Celtics from Red to Russell, Brown to Bird, Parrish to Pierce, everything C's. Well, Mostly C's. Let's get to Rich Keefe and the Mostly C's podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Mostly C's podcast. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by our producer slash co-host, Jason Rossi. Jason, how are you?
It's really sad when that's my title.
No, you're the co-host.
No, I appreciate it, yeah. But it's like what's going on with your day-to-day life. It's like we have you and Dale and yes. slash person.
Well, there's another person in there almost four out of five times
but
a week,
like, it's typically. Like the hole that was yes. left here is really, you know.
But this podcast is not dead. I know a lot of people have thought that this podcast was dead just because Michael left and took his years of covering the NBA and took that to wherever he decided to go. Doesn't mean we're not going to keep doing the podcast. They've been few and far between. That's why I told you to subscribe, because you're just not going to know. You're not going to refresh this thing every day. So you subscribe, you'll get a little reminder that says, hey, there's a new Mostly C's, where they do a great job talking mostly C's.
Mostly.
Mostly C's. Today's, though, all about Avengers Infinity War. No.
Please don't, actually, because I still haven't
seen it.
I know. And, you know, I'm hot on the trail. You know, 18 movies in 10 years it's been, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I finally got the last three in the last 48
hours. So
that's
really well done. So that's more of a hashtag dork conversation. You can join us over there. It's on the iTunes. It's in the WEEI family of podcasts as well.
I think this episode's sponsored by hashtag dork,
it is.
By the way.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Hashtag dork is a great podcast. That's weekly. You can see that a little bit more often. This is more like the Snow Leopard of podcasts. Very rare. There's not a lot of them. But it's Celtics. I'm sorry we've delayed this long. You're tuning in for basketball talk. Playoffs are into round two in the NBA. And much to my surprise, the Celtics are in round two. I know a lot of you listening predicted the Celtics to win. We took a lot of callers on Dale and Keith that said, hey, the Celtics are the better coach team. Milwaukee's been up and down all year long, even though they have the better player. A lot of you guys believed in the Celtics. I thought it was going to be the Bucks and six, so I am happy to say that I was wrong. The Celtics were up 2-0, and I immediately changed my pick because, Jason, you're allowed to change your pick in the playoffs once.
Up until the...
Once. You can't do it twice.
You can't do it twice.
No, you can only do it once.
Okay.
Once the series. One pick before the series, and then if you want to, like game three or four, you can change it again.
All right. So you know what? That's a good benchmark for this podcast. We'll get a prediction today.
Yes.
And then maybe we'll rehash
change
it.
I will definitely change it in 2 days.
Okay.
But so they look good at home. I mean, that's really what it came down to. Both teams looked good at home, and it just reminds me of the Celtics in 2008, and eventually they were able to win on the road, and it was in the conference finals and then in the NBA finals. But when they were at home, the Atlanta Hawks, that team that won 66 games and ended up winning the title, couldn't beat the Hawks in Atlanta. Like, that was insane. But the NBA, we've seen it time and time again where home court matters, and lo and behold, the Celtics have home court once again. We're recording this the day of Game 1, which will be at the Garden, Celtics and 76ers. But a couple of quick thoughts, finishing thoughts on Celtics-Bucks. They got contributions from enough guys, right? Like, their bench is not very deep. They have, you know, Rozier played well, particularly at home. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Al Horford, maybe the most consistent throughout. Marcus Morris giving them good minutes and scoring. And then Brad Stevens sort of deciding when to make some changes and go with Semi Ojeleye and make him a guy that's going to guard Giannis a little bit, just get rebounds and kind of stay out of the way. He took with what he had, and he really did get the most of it.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this off air once, is that anytime the ball was in Semi Ojeleye's hands, he never looked at the hoop.
Right.
I think the only time he took shots is when it was 1 second left
he
on
took
the
a
shot
couple,
clock.
He took a few threes. I think he made one, but you're just like, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. And then they get Marcus Smart back late in the series, who was a great boost. Again, offensively, struggled, not great shooting, but made a bunch of plays. And then at home, the way he, like, the energy that he inspires in his teammates, then the crowd, everybody, like, it's the perfect fit. And so that is one thing they do have going for them against the Sixers, is they have home court. But what they don't have And I guess you can make the same argument with Milwaukee, is they don't have the best player in the series.
No.
I don't think they have the best two players in the series. I think Joel Embiid, and again, they're both kind of with like an asterisk, because Joel Embiid has played through a bunch of injuries. He's got the mask on. Maybe he's not going to play a ton of minutes. But when he's right, he's awesome.
He looks badass in that mask, by the way.
He does look scary.
I've never seen like a black mask.
Yes.
And that is
I thought they didn't allow it.
In the past, they didn't.
Okay.
This is new. It was always okay. Clear. You had to be clear.
Because didn't Kyrie at one point have like a black mask, yeah, and then they switched it
up? It was
like
one game he had it,
yes,
and they told him that you can't do that. Because he was also sponsored or something. There was some you know, Kyrie's a little strange.
He was the best with the mask because he was talking about when he had it with the Cavs. He was like, yeah, I couldn't see out of the side, so all I do is shoot. It's like I wouldn't pass. I didn't know where anybody was.
Sure, LeBron loved that.
Yeah, he had like a 35-point game or whatever. But Ben Simmons has been awesome this year, and he was awesome in this last series. They beat the Heat in 5 games. Oh, and by the way, I remember, you know, before the Celtics-Bucks series started, saying that was the worst possible matchup for them. They could have played the Heat, they could have played the Wizards, and neither one of those teams were as tough or even as talented, I don't think, as the Milwaukee Bucks. So the Sixers caught a break, they got the Miami Heat, and even though they lost game two at home, they came back and they rolled in that series. Simmons averaged 18 points, 10.5 rebounds, 9 assists. And it's amazing. In today's NBA, a guy that doesn't shoot threes, is bad at the free throw line, can be as dominant as he is. It's like a much taller Rondo. Like think about Rondo in like 2009. I know Rondo now. Actually, Rondo's leading the NBA in assists in the playoffs.
Which is the strangest thing.
He's having a but I think Celtics fans have a different kind of thought of Rajon Rondo. But if you look at like 2009 Rondo, and you made him 6'9", 6'10", that's kind of what Ben Simmons is doing, because you don't want him to shoot threes. So you're like, oh, I'll just play off him. It's like, all right, well, then he's just going to pass over you. He's still going to – he's a better scorer than Rondo was. But that playoff run, Rondo was able to put it together. He practically averaged a triple-double. So it's kind of similar to that, but it's a year one for this guy, and he's been ridiculous.
Yeah, and the thing about Ben Simmons, like, I'm a more of a casual – like, you're a hardcore NBA fan. In my humble opinion.
Thank you.
And for me, it's just like a casual viewer. I'll watch some of the games of the week, but he's been one of those guys you have to watch.
Yeah,
it is weird. Because like
he
everyone
is.
Thinks in the current NBA, like a James Harden, he can score from anywhere. You know, plays a little defense, very little. But Ben Simmons is a player that, like you said, when it's beyond the 3-point line, you see the players backing off.
Yeah.
It's very strange. That's where like the Rondo comparison for me, at least, it's funny because they're like 5 feet off of him, and I'm like, wait a minute.
But you're like, a guy who can't shoot shouldn't be able to dominate, and the Celtics just played a guy that does the same thing. You know, Giannis actually shoots more threes than Ben Simmons does. Like, very few people shoot less threes than Ben Simmons. But Giannis and Simmons are two guys that are, you know, rank them wherever you want, but they're both on the way up.
And
in this NBA, it's surprising that they don't have an outside shot.
Do you think Giannis is better than Ben Simmons
right
today?
Right now, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, right this second, I would rank him higher. But Embiid is better than Middleton. You know, J.J. Redick is a better – he's been awesome in the playoffs. Bellinelli, Ilyasova. Like, they've gotten some good pieces on that team. Brett Brown, people look at him because he was a part of a bunch of their tank teams and think he's a bad coach, but he's not. Like, he was an assistant with Popovich for so long, so he's a guy that Stevens might have the coaching advantage, but it's not like Stevens versus Joe Prunty.
No, that was unbelievable.
That was a bit of a mismatch.
He's a bad coach.
Yeah.
He's not
a coach. He's an interim coach. He was a longtime assistant. He's going to be back as an assistant with somebody next year. They fired Jason Kidd. They rolled with him. They got into the playoffs, but he won't be back.
No, that's where, like, some people say, oh, Brad Stevens is the one to watch because he's a good coach. And you always sometimes say, like, what makes you a good coach? But you saw in that. There was
you
just,
could
like,
see. And then that's the other thing, too, is watching 7 straight Bucks games, being like, does he even know who he has on his roster? Like, look at who he's putting in at certain times or keeping out. Like, you're like, so after the first 2 games, you're like, so was Thon Maker hurt? No, you just didn't play him. You didn't feel like playing him? And it's just very confusing what he did. So I don't think you're going to have that same mistake with the 76ers. They're just rolling. You know, I think, again, they're sort of big three now with Embiid back of Simmons, Embiid, and I would probably even include J.J. Redick. I think it's going to be really difficult, particularly with the Celtics, unsure if Jaylen Brown will play. You know, if you're listening to this right now, maybe you already have the answer, but didn't sound like Stevens this morning when he talked was all that sure that he was going to be in.
Is there anything more frustrating than a young guy with a hamstring? I really just don't even understand it. It's like, wait a minute.
Like Jozy Altidore on Team USA Soccer.
There you go. Exactly.
Don't you think it's exactly like that?
I was thinking of a perfect analogy, and you just stole it right out of my mind. But honestly, like a bad hamstring, what is he, 21 years old?
Yeah.
And it's like you're in the playoff. Yeah. I just this stuff always bothers me. I get it. I'm not pretending like obviously me or you could.
I pulled my hamstring slow pitch softball last year, and it's the real deal. I'd never done it before.
Night game or
day
game?
It was a night game, nightcap. Yeah. A little under the lights. Nice. Yeah, it was a big deal. I was trying to run to first base, which is just
trying to run to first. Yeah. You actually have to run to first.
Well, I was
or
trying to get
was it a
there.
Walk?
No, thankfully it was, no. There's no. I'm up there hacking. I don't take walks. Okay. No, I'm not taking walks.
If it's way outside. You're still going.
I don't think I walked or struck out last year. So it's a balance. It's a good balance. You go. I swing at the first two pitches and fly out to left, and then that's kind of what I do. Okay. Or in this case, I grounded to short and like an idiot tried beating it out just halfway up the line, ripped it just so bad.
Really?
Yo, real bad. And then I'll never forget. So I'm complaining like I always do to my wife. I'm like, I shattered my hamstring.
Shattered.
And she's looking at it, and she goes, this is the night of. And I can't even lay in bed. It hurts so bad. And she's looking at me, and she's like, she thinks I'm making it up. And she goes, well, I've heard like when people, you know, blow their hamstrings, they get like black and blue. And like at that time, I didn't have a black and blue. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It really hurts. So she like rolls her eyes. The next day, whole back of my leg is like black. It's like purple behind my knee, all the way down to like my ankle. Like my calf was fine, but it was all bruised because it like anybody listening who has ripped their hamstring, you feel like the crunch. It's like a knotted thing. Couldn't bend it. It was horrible. So then the next day she sees that. She's like, okay, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did that.
Hey, are you a runner now?
I'm not a runner. I'm a wobble walker.
Wobble walker? Is that what
I'm a walker.
That is, that's
so anyway, hopefully Jaylen Brown recovers quicker than I did.
So what you're saying is if you're watching the games, check for a bruising on Jaylen Brown.
I played the next week at first base. Shouldn't have done it. I said, I'm not going to run, but that was dumb. And then I continued to hurt it for much longer than that. But I say all that to say this. I think the 76ers win in five. But
five.
However, feel good about this, listener. I was dead wrong about Celtics-Bucks. So
you said six for the Bucks.
I said six. I don't know if Jaylen Brown's even going to play. Did you see? So I was watching on TNT. Now, I know you said you were watching on Comcast.
I'm
I know. I kind of go back and forth. I do like the national because I just did 80 plus games with the home broadcast. But
hey,
like
our
the home
program director is calling me. Should I answer this live on the air?
No. Do you need
not.
To step out?
I'm going to pause it for a second.
Okay.
It was like we were never gone. Look at that.
You're back?
I'm back. I just want to say, if you've listened to anything on Barstool recently, I got a phone call from a gentleman that they poked at for some reason.
Really?
He got an off-site meeting and needed to go grab his lunch. Happens.
You needed to grab someone's lunch?
Yeah.
What's your job title?
To be honest, I don't really remember. I think I'm a producer.
Okay.
Actually, producer and co-host. That's what
producer
you call me.
Producer, co-host.
But I'm technically, I would say, a producer of the afternoon show of Dale and Keefe.
Right.
Occasionally a podcast producer.
Right.
Because I do this show along with Zero Pucks Given, which Dale is another one dropping
the
you
show.
Can listen to right now with Mark Savard.
Ooh, they got Mark Savard?
Yeah.
Nice.
You got me. So yeah, you never know. WEI, like, there's a lot of reputation out there, but there's never a dull moment here.
You also pick up food.
Sorry.
So you can update your LinkedIn.
I should. You know what?
Include that.
Complete bitch is what it's going to say.
Do you intern at the station? Is that what you're doing?
To be honest, I think so. I'll check my check. But back to the Celtics Sixers.
Oh, man. Oh,
were we even talking about the Celtics Sixers? Yeah, you said you picked the Sixers in five.
Well, I'm taking the Sixers in five. I think the Jaylen Brown injury is a big part of it. Also, the Sixers were probably the most impressive Eastern Conference team in the first round. You know, the Cavs obviously had to go to seven with the Pacers, and we all feel bad for LeBron because he's so tired now. Raptors even had to go six against the Wizards. So the Sixers were the most impressive team to this point, and they didn't even have Embiid. I think Embiid only played three of the five games.
Most impressive in the East.
Yes, yes. Okay. Most impressive in the East. And so
a whole lot going on in the West.
The Western Conference is pretty wild. It absolutely is. But the Sixers, this could be their team. I think it was even Bill Simmons tweeted out a while ago. He's like, there's a few examples of teams that going into the playoffs you thought they were too young, and the 95 Orlando Magic were one of those teams. And
is that the team that beat the Celtics in the first round, or was that 90? That might have been 93.
No, it might have been 95. Was that the last game at the Garden, I think, at the old Boston Garden?
Might have been. They beat him in like five.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They took it to him, and they went all the way.
Game.
They went all the way to the finals. They got smacked in the finals, but they were really young, like with Penny and with Shaq and like Anderson and Dennis Scott, and they made it to the finals. And so you look at the Eastern Conference this year.
Can I give one quick shout out? We're going back to a dork thing.
Yeah, shout out.
Was it Nick Anderson? I just saw Black Panther, so I'm a little behind in the whole thing. But when they're playing in Oakland,
yes,
I just found it funny. They were talking about, I believe, was it Nick Anderson who was on Golden State before Orlando? Who was the I'm completely throwing this for a loop. Give me a 92 player on the Warriors.
92 Warriors?
But I believe he then went to the Orlando Magic.
Oh, God.
I'm completely blown. This is where
Chris Gatling?
Anyways, carry on with what you're saying about young teams. Chris Gatling, yes.
I don't remember who. So he was on the Warriors before he was on?
I thought he was talking about Nick Anderson. Basically, somebody was trying to mimic a player, but was Nick Anderson on the Warriors before?
I don't know.
Orlando Magic?
I don't know. He was an NBA Jam.
He sure was.
He also,
by the way,
missed
Orlando
free throws in the finals and then couldn't shoot free throws ever again.
That's what he was like. Chuck Knoblauch before Chuck Knoblauch.
Yeah, kind of sad, really.
It is.
But
I sequitur, by the way, by me.
No, I thought it made a lot of sense. But going back to your point about how Ben Simmons is must watch, I agree. I think he is. I think Embiid is as well. And that's one great thing I think with what the NBA has is with 30 teams in it, almost every team has somebody that you need to watch. And the playoffs is obviously, that's what you're going to have. But you look at the 16 teams, it's like every team, there's a player or two that you're very intrigued by. And the Celtics, they have two guys that are hurt. But I think they had other guys that sort of emerged that way. Like I think around the league, you would probably say, hey, Jason Tatum's a rookie. You know, Jaylen Brown is only in year two. Like all of these guys you would want to see play more.
Where are the continuing conversation of this lunch issue?
What is the problem here?
Going to find it?
It's not at the front desk, not at the downstairs desk.
This is so basically what's happened.
You outsourced your problem?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Because I said, you got to get the job done. We only have 15 minutes before our show.
That's true.
So I would check. Have you gone downstairs?
Yes.
And there was no lunch.
There was no lunch. No Uber Eats. This is our intern, John, who's become semi-famous because of Keefe's Keys. A while ago.
There's a chance he already has the lunch.
No, he called me. He called me to say he didn't
There's
have
some outside
lunch.
Chance he already ate the lunch and he forgot
downstairs.
He had the lunch.
Well, to be fair, the guy at the front desk downstairs sent a check with MJ up here, and the guy from WAAF is sitting out there.
Oh.
So MJ could have stolen lunch.
I would check Joe's office. If there's a bag in there, you don't. But if not, let's go downstairs and just check the outside plaza, see if there's a car there.
Okay, there's a lot of cars out there. The road.
Yeah, just go.
I'm looking for food.
You. This is something. Mostly, sees.
You can get food downstairs. There's like a whole cafeteria.
But he already ordered.
Yeah.
And he thought he'd be here. Then he got called into an off-site meeting.
Then you're not having lunch today.
I don't think that's how it works.
I've gone many a day without lunch.
But did you order said lunch and waited for lunch? But then, like, say you had a run.
But
right
guess
now.
What? Let's say I ordered lunch and then I had to leave.
Yes.
I would make arrangements to have my lunch. I would cancel the lunch order.
What if it's already on its way? That's what
you can still call them and be like, it's not happening. I'm not getting.
But what if he's hungry after?
Go to the cafeteria.
Okay.
There's a D&D. I don't think they're a sponsor, but you can go down the street.
Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes, there is.
Dude, that's amazing. Yeah. I've never played Dungeons and Dragons, but
neither
I hear it's.
It's too dorky for me. Well, I know that turns off a lot of the.
But does
the
that
listener.
Go? Is Dungeons and Dragons more dork and nerd?
Because
I feel like those are smart, bright
dweeb.
Kids. Dweeb.
Maybe dweeb.
I should start the dweeb podcast. It should be a response to yours. It should just like we recap your podcast.
Direct competition.
It's not.
You hear about the new dweeb podcast?
Yeah, no, it's
a spinoff?
Yeah, it's like
So you guys do more board games and dice?
Yeah, we talk about what you talk about, but then bring it into like, go. We probably recorded in one of those places.
Smart it up a little bit more.
Then I shouldn't be.
That's what we need to do. We need more live. We need to do a live Mostly C's podcast.
I'm sure we would get precisely two people there. It'd be me. This is live. What are you talking about?
This is a live
recording.
Are you going Celtics or are you going Sixers?
I have to go Sixers. Sixers and six.
Yeah.
Because, and I, we both and get six. The changes. You're more intelligent on this.
Well,
I'm more of like, this is what my hunch says. I have a feeling they're going to stale game one. I think the Celtics will win game one, and it doesn't really make sense.
They got that home crowd. I mean, they could. The Sixers have been off for a little bit.
Yeah, the reason I go with the Sixers is because, like you said earlier, you have three players that can score at any moment for the Sixers, where when it came to the Bucks, when they kind of, let's say, quieted Giannis, because they never shut him down. He had some bad games. I didn't really think that was the Celtics who did it. You could go back to the coaching. You can go wherever you want. But Middleton scored. But these guys, like J.J. Redick, could just be in the corner, just letting them up.
Just knocking down shots.
Take out Simmons and Embiid.
So Embiid, I mean, they'll probably throw a lot of different guys at him, you know, whether it's Baines.
Take him out. I just take him out.
Take him right out.
Yeah, he's been hurt. You have to. You got to bang.
Just poke him in the eye.
Yeah. maybe he can't see it. I'd be pulling his mask. I'm serious. I'd be dirty.
Yeah, good. I like that. You'd just fight them. You'd fight the team now.
Well, I actually had a dream where Aaron Baines got in a fist fight, but it wasn't.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like one of those, you know, like innocuous dreams where it's like, you know, that's Aaron Baines. You know, that's another basketball team, but something really. It's like a low budget movie from the
90s. He was like on the Monstars.
Yes, kind of.
Pretty much. He'd be good on the Monstars.
Aaron Baines?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
He looks just like Braun Strowman.
A little bit. He's a burger guy, though, just so you know.
What does that mean?
He loves burgers.
Okay.
I'm a burger guy.
How'd you know that?
Because I do an event every year
with burgers. He loves
burgers? And he was there this year. He was the
So does Braun Strowman not love burgers?
I'm sure Braun Strowman loves burgers.
So why did you feel the need to mention that Aaron Baines loves burgers?
Because that's the one thing I know about him. I don't know anything about him. I met him once at a burger event, and we talked about burgers.
His hair kind of drives me nuts.
Yeah, it's kind of modern.
Well, I don't even care what it looks like. He's always messing with it. Every time he's at the free throw line, or he's like waiting to rebound
at
the free throw line.
Which is very uncommon.
He's always like taking it out, putting it back in. I'm like, I don't understand why you'd have.
Who do you think touches the hair more, him or Ricky Rubio? Because Ricky Rubio's always
always touching his hair.
Like he's got like because it's such a little bun. It's like a dog bun. I call those like it's
yeah,
just
it's
like a little
gross.
Tail.
His is gross.
Yeah,
Baines doesn't seem gross, but for a guy that has so little hair, like it's just shaved all the way around. Yeah. But then that is significantly long. He's always messing with it.
Yeah, it looks like a Street Fighter character.
He does.
Like I feel like
M.
he should
Bison,
be in Street Fighter.
He could be one of those guys.
Hold on.
Did you get the food get delivered?
I gotta gut it, so I'm taking that as we're all set. See, so folks out there, if you are higher than anybody else in your workplace, just have them.
You got a lot to clean up on this episode.
I'm not cleaning up. I will take the heat. No one's listening to this except for us and the fans.
That's true. The fans.
The people here.
Of Mostly C's who are the best fans.
No.
In the world. No, they're not.
No. They're great. We appreciate them. The whole WEEI Sports Radio Network.
And we love doing the podcast. We love it. That's why we're doing it right now.
Okay.
So I got the Sixers, sadly, over the Celtics. But again, I've been wrong before. I think I'm going to go Raptors over Cavs. And the reason is LeBron is so tired. He just had to play seven. He never plays seven. But the rest of his team stinks. And the Raptors weren't as impressive in the first round as I had hoped. So I don't have a lot of confidence in the pick. But I'm still going to say Toronto because they have home court. I think they find a way to beat LeBron.
If they don't beat LeBron, it's over. Toronto just blow it. Like every other team
they should get rid of it. Yeah, the Raptors.
I want the Raptors and the Wizards to somehow come together and make their own little super team.
The Raptors are very similar to the Blazers. Just the Raptors have had the fortune of being in the Eastern Conference. And so the Raptors have, and they've done it a little bit longer. Like they've had Kyrie Irving, DeMar DeRozan. The Blazers have Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. And you're like, hey, those are great backcourts. What are you going to win? What are you going to do anything with those? And like, I like all four of those guys, but they got to do some sort of shakeup. The Raptors, like they improved their team because they used to be here's our starters and this is it, and now they actually have a really good bench, and so that's helped them out. But this has to be their year. Like every team has to think that in the Eastern Conference again. That's why I always go back to how awful the timing is with Kyrie Irving's injury because this could have been the Celtics' year, and now maybe it will be the Raptors.
If he was playing. They're easily going at least to the Eastern Conference Finals and probably the finals. Like
I think they're going to the finals. I think this team
competed against those good teams too, like the Rockets and the Warriors.
Yeah. Although, can you really bet against LeBron? I mean, I say Raptors, but God.
No, you can't. But if LeBron makes it to the finals, there is no reason for me to believe it's because the team is good. It's because the referees want him to. I know I'm that guy.
No, hey, but
I believe
but the
it.
NBA is
yesterday
it.
Was getting me a little. I was getting a little.
You were getting a little hot.
I was.
There were some bad calls in that game.
It's just, especially
they
like
have been all
court.
Series. Yeah. Western Conference has been pretty wild. The Rockets, they advanced past the T-Wolves. Jazz over the Thunder.
Loved it.
I know you're a big the Thunder suck guy.
It's not just that the Thunder suck. It just shows that sometimes these power or whatever you want to call them.
Yes.
You call them whatever you want.
Super teams.
No, I hate that.
I like super team.
They were not a super team. A super team usually is victorious a little bit.
No, not always.
This was an anti-super team. No, this was like a cluster.
Bunch of vigilantes?
Basically.
So
here's the three.
So here's the thing with the... Thunder, it should have been better than this. Like, it should not have been a first round exit to the Jazz. Give the Jazz credit. Donovan Mitchell's awesome. He is awesome and he's fun to watch. And I know they had some idiots in the paper being like Gordon Hayward who and all this other nonsense, but guess what? They're one of the few teams that have lost a star player to free agency or occasionally like the trade because you have to trade them away and have done better. Like they are a better team after that. And a huge part of that is Donovan Mitchell. But the Thunder, it kind of reminds you of or reminds me of the Lakers team with Steve
Malone?
Nash. No, the one after. Yeah, the one with Malone. But at least they made the finals with Malone and Gary Payton and Shaq and Kobe.
What year did they make
They lost to Detroit.
Oh, that's
they
right.
made the finals.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
But the team after was Steve Nash, Dwight Howard, and Kobe. And people are like, this is going to be them. And that was one of the year I think the Miami Heat were good. So it was mm-hmm. like, maybe it was LeBron's first or second year in Miami. And they were like, this is what the finals are going to be. And like they barely, and they had Pau Gasol too, I think, still. So they barely made the final, or they barely made the playoffs, and they were just a bad team. So this team was maybe a little bit better, but same result. You lose in the first round. Paul George is going to go sign somewhere else, maybe with the Lakers and LeBron. I know we had Chris Mannix on last week, and Mannix was saying he didn't. I don't think he sounded super confident in it. He didn't have any like real, you know, sourcing on it, but he thinks Lakers for LeBron James.
Well, can I just ask this question? Why doesn't LeBron James just stay in Cleveland and Paul George just go there?
I don't think Paul George. Oh, they. I gotta look at their salary cap again. I know they made a ton of trades.
I don't even think of it that way. Like just.
Well, he has to be able to sign a max deal.
Yeah.
Paul George won't go there unless he can sign a max deal.
So who are their max guys right now? You got Love.
Yeah.
LeBron.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. True. George. They got rid of a bunch of their bad contracts. Yeah. That's true.
That's what frustrates me as an NBA fan.
But Paul George is probably telling LeBron, well, I don't want to go to Cleveland.
Of course he does. No one wants to go to Cleveland. But, you know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is fun. But aside from that, there's nothing, like, I get that part, but I just, like, why go to L.A. when you can do the same thing in Cleveland? Probably actually be more successful.
He wants to be in movies.
Okay.
You can only be in movies in
Uncle
LA.
Drew. Uncle Drew's
a good movie. LeBron was also in that movie with Amy Schumer.
Yep. He was funny in that movie, too.
No. He wasn't.
Not give him any credit? No. Who would you give more credit to? Amy
John
Schumer?
Cena.
Oh, well, of course.
Cena was better. Then Bill Hader.
Okay, we're not putting a rank. I just want to say
LeBron, you wanted to do a ranking.
LeBron versus Amy Schumer.
Oh, God.
Okay, that's your answer. That's your answer.
What?
God wins.
I have to pick one?
If you were to watch a movie with either one, who would you pick? Amy Schumer, LeBron James.
Are they both the star?
Whatever you want to put in your head. They're both, yes, the star, of, like, they're, or co-star. There's them, their name is in the...
This is the hardest question I've ever been asked in my entire life.
That's what I'm good at.
Who would I what movie would I rather watch? An Amy Schumer movie or a LeBron James movie? Oh my God.
You have to pick one. The show, we have another show to do in a minute. This is embarrassing.
I think LeBron.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
You want to watch an Amy Schumer movie?
I'll see Amy Schumer. Absolutely.
I Feel Pretty. You're going to go see I Feel Pretty.
I don't know if I'm going to go
You're
see it.
You're going to go see I Feel Pretty.
I'm not going to go see it, but I will see it.
If LeBron's in the Space Jam 2, I guess I'd have to see that.
Yeah, that's fine. Man. I wouldn't want it to be him. But.
My head is still in a pretzel. I don't know what to do with
everyone
that.
Everyone hates Amy Schumer. Let's get over it.
She stinks. Pelicans were impressive, were they not, Jason? Pelicans without my guy DeMarcus Cousins. They swept the Blazers.
They were probably the most impressive in the first
round. Yes, they had a week off in between games. They were the only sweep of the first round. Rajon Rondo is leading the playoffs in assists. Drew Holiday is like unstoppable, and Anthony Davis is Anthony Davis. So the Pelicans move on, but they already lost game one to the Warriors, who beat the Spurs without Kawhi Leonard. So Rockets, Jazz, Pelicans, Warriors, some fun series in the West, but I mean, it's going to be Rockets, Warriors in the conference finals. And then I think if, you know, Curry's back, it's going to be Warriors coming out of the West. I guess reluctantly,
I'm going... You're jumping way ahead. We're going to do another one before that.
This is the last Mostly C's, guys. We have to spend our time collecting food and getting that to everybody who needs it.
And then, you know, off putting it onto interns
and promoting the Dork podcast and everything else. But
this is a vehicle to promote a podcast that gets listened to more.
Do you have anything else? Because we do have to get out of here.
I got nothing else. Right. I just want to say the Utah Jazz are fun to watch.
And they wear a different jersey every night.
Well, that was just going to say. And they've wore six jerseys so far
That's
in the playoffs.
That's so dumb.
Yellow, green, blue,
what is
white.
That orange one?
That one is probably the most disgusting
That's not Utah
uniform
Jazz.
In sports.
Yeah, I can't stand that. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks so much for listening. I'm glad you made it through. Congratulate yourself.
If you made it through, I want to timestamp. If you take a screenshot and tweet it at
Keep21 and at Jason D. Rossi.
Yeah, that's always hard.
Let us know.
That's a tough one.
It's always hard. Jason, it's always hard. Rossi signing off. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be doing more of these throughout the playoffs on Mostly C's.
Probably Mondays.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.